Okay. Good morning. It's nice to meet you. I'm Veronica de la Cruz, and I'm going to present you the tracker control tracker light suit. So what was the motivation behind the tracker light suit? Well, first, we designed this conceptual model for a project called the Diversity Program Consortium. In here, well, the UCLA role was to coordinate and evaluate the longitudinal effects on the students who participated in any of the supported colleges and universities of the university activities. Also, UCLA was responsible for collecting the data and tracking the students over 10 years and measure the level of the program exposure. So this was the motivation, and this was like the first implementation of the tracker. But then, what's the tracker light? So the tracker light is a flexible core set of entities and functionality upon which build several lightweight customer relationship management applications without all the intrications of the diversity program system. Then this tracker light is generalized and updated using the OpenECS 5.10 standards and preserves the CRM, the customer relationship management functionality of the original tracker. Without the intricate details of the original diversity project. The control tracker light has a set of core entities. All the core entities are ECS objects, which enables us to use the ECS permissions, ECS roles, and all the advantages that the ECS objects provide us in the open ECS. Also, we have made efforts to generalize the tracker light by using the message key, the OpenECS message key, to make it easy to adapt to different needs. If we want to customize this system. So, what are the core entities of the tracker light? First, we have the programs. The programs are the main entity that model the services that we provide to the participants, in this case, the client. Every program can have several activities associated to it. We will look at what activities are. And every program can have several participants associated to it via the activity sessions. Then, what are the activities? The activities are comprise the services that the programs deliver. This is the what. And every activity can have several activity sessions associated to it. I think it will be, we will understand better all how this works with the examples that I will provide with the two implementations that we have right now for the control tracker light. And then, what the activity sessions? These events are the instances of the activity class, the when. The participants are enrolled in the activity sessions using either manually or using a QR code or using a raster file in order to enroll the one participant or multiple participants at once. Also, the sessions keep track of when the participant was enrolled and the enrollment status. Oh. Sorry. And then what are the participants? This is the other core entity. These entities are the receivers of the services. The participants are ECS users that can be associated to programs via the activity sessions. Also, the participants have the basic demographic information, and those can be extended when customizing the control tracker light. Also, The participants can be associated to different contact data such as addresses, emails, IDs, and phones. Okay, so this is like a basic view of the control tracker light. So we have two applications, two projects in which we use the control tracker light. First, the first one is the outreach and pathway website, and the other one is the department faculty tracker, CRM. So what's the outreach and why we use the control tracker light? For the outreach, we use the control tracker light to develop a customer relationship management system to modernize and enhance the everyday operations at the office. All in the outreach project, everything was done by hand. I mean, they keep Excel spreadsheets, and with the spreadsheets, they build some emails list, and that was everything was maintaining manually. The outreach office coordinates events for students. Students are enrolled to events, and well, we need to track how the enrollment of the students to each event. And then the events are classified in different categories, because on some events, there is an application for the students to, they have to submit an application, and other events, the students just participate over there, and there is no need of an application. In here, how we translate the control tracker light into the outreach, it was that the object, the core entities were the participants, were the students, the activities were the event types, and the activity sessions were the events. So this is the dashboard of the manager of the outreach tracker. So if you see in the recent activity, we have different activities for the outreach in which, for example, entries with a stated interest. Those are all the, let me just order. Okay, so when a student submits an application, we collect demographic data for the student, and one is the stated interest. So with that information that we collect in the application form, we created this dashboard. So in this recent activity, we are using the demographic information that we collect from the proposal, from the application. And also, we are displaying some summary of the events that we have for the outreach. So the prep applicants, this is type of event. This is the type of event in which for the student to be able to enroll to this event, they need to submit an application. The new registrants are the new users in the system, and the percentage of participants in California, like I said, this is coming from the demographic data that we have, that we collect in the proposal and the application, and the potential duplicate entries. We have a mechanism over here in which we use the first name, last name, and email, and if we compare that to just to view if we have some potential duplicate students in different events or in different prep applications. Re-engaged applicants are all the applicants that, for example, participated in the prep application of last year, and then they apply again this year. So we keep track of those applicants. And the events, like I said, we have three different type of events on the outreach. And it's just a summary here of all the events that we currently have enabled in the system and the number of participants. And the reason nodes, we are not showing the reason nodes, but the control tracker light enables us to have nodes for every core entity that we have, so we can attach nodes to either the program, the activity sessions, and the participants. The nodes works with ECS relationships, so we can use nodes for every object that we have in the system. So these are the events that we have for outreach. The tab names are the event types that we have, the prep, the guidance appointment, and outreach. In the prep is the only event type in which the student can, if the student wants to enroll to this event, the student must fill out an application form in order to enroll, and then after the student submits the application forms, it goes into an approval workflow process, and we also keep track of the status of the approval process and and who approved it. Then the guidance, appointment, and outreach, those are only, we only keep track of the participation of the students, and it's done either manually in here or using roster file. We upload the file in order to enroll the students. So this is the prep event. Like I said, we have the details of this event, and also at the bottom we have the different status of the applications. We have not submitted, submitted, or complete. Not submitted means all the applications that are currently being filled out by the students, but they have not submitted yet. Then the submitted ones are the ones that are already submitted by the student, but it is still on the approval process. And then complete is all the applications that are being submitted and already reviewed by the approver. And if either they are rejected or approved. Also, if you see we have different tabs, the upload rosters, the notes, the notifications, and the emails. The upload rosters, this part permit us to upload a roster file in order to enroll students to this event. Also, the notes enables us to attach notes to this particular event. And emails, the system generates emails every time, we have different type of notifications over here, and when the student submits the application, this is a notification to all the approvers in order to approve the application, and also an email sent back to the student saying that you must review your application, please submit extra information, and also when the application is already approved, the student also receives an email informing about the approval of the application. So this is the participants dashboard. This is the participant details page. In here, we are showing the demographic data that we are collecting through the either by the application form or the roster file that we upload when enrolling the student to any of the events that we have in the outreach. Also, like I said, we can have several contact information associated to each participant, like address, phone, contacts, and email. In the tab over there, the outreach and table events is where we keep track of all the prep application or the events in which the student participated, past and current ones. The notes, like I said, are all the notes that are being generated either by the system administrator that want to put a notification for a note for the participant, or system generated one that when we enroll the participant using a roster file, we keep track of this student was associated to an event by a roster file. So it's just like, we use it as a log also. And the emails are all the emails that are being generated in the system in which we are notifying that the emails that are associated to this particular participant. So it's interesting, the emails that we generated on the system. It's we have the functionality of targeted message. This functionality enables the use of collected and tracked data of the participant in order to target participants and send tailored communications. Also, we have a catalog of email templates that we use to build the email body and subject. Like I said, remember that I said that in the outreach, the emails list was done manually, and every email was sent manually. So with this functionality, it enables us to use the system, not to build the emails manually, but using the filters, and then build the email and send directly to all the participants according to the filters that we use in the over here. So for example, in the part of filters, we have the different demographic data that we are using to constrain the list. And also we have the template, we may select the template, the email template that we want to use in order to send the email. Oh, also we can use as a filter all the events in which we currently have in the system in order to generate the participants list, in this case the students list. So this is what we have for outreach. And then the faculty tracker. The faculty tracker is a similar concept and an implementation, but we have some difference. What I want you to understand and to view is that the control tracker light can be customized to several needs. It's not like just one scenario. We can use the tracker light to different types of scenarios. So in here, in the faculty tracker, we use that, well, just the background of the faculty tracker. The DIGIT is an organization that has several units that provide services to a broad group of researchers and faculty and educators, faculty. So DIGIT, we are using the DIGIT as a program, and also all the units that belongs to DIGIT will be viewed as a single program. So the researchers and the faculty that are requesting the services of DIGIT will be the participants. The services provided by DIGIT will be the activities. And each round of the service offering is a session of the activity. So again, so you see, this is similar of the dashboard of what we have on the outreach. The difference in here is that we have the request and we have the events. So the request right now in here, we are showing, if we remember the core entities of the tracker light, in here the requests are the activity sessions that we have for the tracker light. These are all the requests are each round of the services that we provide. And we have the events and trainings, which are the activities. The we have for the tracker light. Also, the recent notes, it's the same. It's the same because, like I said, we can associate a note to every core entity that we have for the tracker. So the request services, like I said, this is the activities. In the tracker light, this will be the activities that we have. But in here are all the services that the Digit provides for either the participants, to the researchers and faculty. And then we have the request services. Okay, so we have now the request. So this will be each round of the service that we provide, and these are the requests at the end are activity sessions that we generate in the tracker light. And again, we have the target communications. Like I said, for outreach, it was one thing, but in here, in the faculty tracker, we use the service and the requester type to generate the filters. We use the service and the requester type as filters, and also if the participant made a request or not, in order to generate the list of the requesters, in order for us to send the notifications. Also, again, we have the catalog of the emails that we used in order to send the email. That will be all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Maybe just a quick question from my side. I think I'm just in the picture. I mean, as I understand, the student life cycle starts after admission and also covers afterwards alumni state. I mean, for the teachers, it's clear. Who are the users there? You said there are groups in administration who cover this, but can also student access the system? I mean, it's also related with the real question behind this, mm-hmm. about privacy. I mean, it's just dealing with personal data is, at least in Europe, always a big thing. Who is allowed to see that you have? I mean, for example, as a university, we're not allowed to tell anybody at the university who is studying here. And we're not allowed to have lists with names even in the aisles, because somebody might come there and say, this guy is studying here, it's a problem. I mean, do we have this kind
of because the participants are ECS users, and we are storing those are ECS users.
Are the students also users there?
Yes,
I mean, ACS there user, is their you can users. Do whatever you want.
Yes. What we don't have right now is a user interface for the students, mm-hmm. because that can be. It's very custom up to the need that you have for the student, right? But yeah, we can have.
The question of the students portal, how to integrate it.
Because at the end, since they're ACS users, they can access the system. We create accounts for them in the system. Yeah.
So. Questions?
What about multi-language support? Localization?
Yes. All the labels are message keys. All the labels the names of the core entities, they are message keys. So everything is using message keys. So you can tailor.
OpenACS is since ages nationalized, and there is a catalog of a couple of thousand messages in 20, 30 languages. It's English.
The main language is English. You can create your catalog, but you can have every language that you need.
From which country are you from?
I am from Guatemala, but I work for control.
Okay, I was lost near the beginning. There was first a mention of this word roster. I don't know. I have no idea what this is.
The roster file. This is a mechanism to enroll a student using a file. We usually use a roster file to allow a bulk of students, in which we define first name, last name, email, the contact information of the student. We have several students defined in the roster file, and we can upload a bunch of students in the activity session. Yeah. So we parse that information and then upload. We create the participants in the system and enroll them to the activity session.
Thank you, Veronica. is this work offered to other users of OpenRCS, or is it a
we are work? Working on sharing this code right now. Yeah, we already have a version of this, but we need to publish the work that we currently have in order to share.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.